Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Today we're going to be talking about something super interesting and probably pretty relevant to a lot of our listeners, especially those of you out there in California.
Yeah, definitely a hot topic.
We're going to be diving into some excerpts about how California employers are using data insights to handle all the state's complex labor laws.
It's a whole new world out there.
Yeah, and I think this is particularly interesting. You know, what happens in California often kind of spreads to the rest of the country.
Oh, absolutely. California often sets the trends when it comes to labor regulations. What starts there often ends up impacting businesses across the nation.
Exactly. So whether you're in California or not, I think there's a lot to learn from what's happening out there. So to kick things off, can you kind of set the stage for us? You know, we all know that California has some of the, I guess, strictest labor laws in the U.S., but what exactly makes them so tricky for employers to, like, keep up with?
Well, you're right. California has this long history of really progressive labor policies, right? And they cover a lot of ground, from minimum wage standards to paid family leave. It's really pushing the envelope in terms of protecting employees.
Right. And all that is great, but I imagine it creates a pretty challenging environment for businesses, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's very dynamic. You know, new laws are constantly being introduced and the details can get, well, very complex. For employers, it's a lot to juggle.
Yeah, it's not just about understanding the rules, but like you said, keeping up with this constant change too.
It's like trying to hit a moving target.
Exactly. So that brings us to data insights.
Uh-huh.
I was really fascinated reading through these excerpts. You know, they really show how companies are starting to use data to keep track of all these different requirements. Things like wage and hour regulations, figuring out who's an employee versus an independent contractor, all that stuff.
It's amazing how much data can do, right?
It is. And one thing that really stood out to me was this idea of using data to, like, anticipate compliance issues before they even pop up.
Proactive rather than reactive.
Yeah, exactly. Can you give us an example of how a company might actually do that?
Sure. So one of the excerpts talked about this company that uses data to track all their employee hours across all different departments and locations. And by analyzing all that data, they can actually spot potential overtime violations before they happen.
Oh, wow. So it's almost like having an early warning system.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah, it helps them avoid those big fines and legal battles down the road. Saves a lot of headaches.
That's incredible. I mean, it's really cool to see how data isn't just about playing defense and avoiding penalties, but actually creating a fairer workplace for everyone.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think this is about shifting from a reactive approach to a much more proactive approach, using data to promote fairness and transparency.
Yeah.
And, you know, another great example from the excerpts was about a company using data to analyze pay equity across different demographic groups.
Okay, yeah. So they're making sure that everyone's being paid fairly regardless of, you know, gender, race, things like that.
Exactly. They're trying to identify and correct any pay disparities that might exist. And that's a powerful way to use data, I think.
For sure. For sure. So it's about more than just checking boxes for compliance. It's really about creating this more ethical, equitable work environment, which is really, you know, it's inspiring to see.
It really is. And I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. We're going to see more and more of this, using data for good in the workplace.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm already seeing stuff about using data to personalize benefits for employees to make the workplace safer, even to improve, like, how companies recruit new people.
The possibilities are endless.
It really is. But, you know, all this talk about data being so powerful, it also makes you wonder about the potential downsides.
Right, right. And it's an important question to ask. I mean, data can be an amazing tool, but it's important to remember that's all it is, a tool. You can't lose sight of the human element. Human judgment and empathy are still absolutely crucial, especially when you're dealing with something as complex as labor relations.
Yeah, it's about finding that balance, isn't it? Using data to make informed decisions, but not letting it completely take over.
Absolutely. Data can offer incredible insights, but it's up to us, you know, humans, to use those insights responsibly, ethically. We have to build a future of work that works for everyone.
Wow. Really powerful stuff. So for everyone listening out there, what are your thoughts on this? What do you think about this whole idea of using data to navigate labor compliance? How do you think it might impact your own industries or your own career? Something to really chew on as you continue to explore this really, really rapidly evolving landscape. Thanks for joining us on another deep dive.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.